So, Johnny, a big game. You have played two games more than them. You're at home, so under a little bit of pressure, I suppose, to get the 3 points to keep in that title race.
Another big game on Sunday, Chris. Kyle McCrennan, we've played them twice this year already. They beat us once and we beat them 2 weeks ago. So there's not much between us, to be honest. But if we want to have any chance in the league, we need to keep winning. And it's more or less a must-win, I would say. If we drop any more points, I would say that'll be kind of the end of the title race. So it's a must-win on St Johnstone on Sunday.
Yeah, well, one game at a time. There's a lot of points still to be played for. Of the top sides, you've probably scored the fewest, but at the back, you're very tight. You've only let in 4 goals in 10 games, so that's pretty decent.
No, we don't give away much, Chris. That's kind of the way we set out for every game. Not give away much. We look for a clean sheet in every game we play, and then we always try and nick one or two. So that's the way we've always kind of played, and that's kind of the same this year. We've been letting up very few chances now, to be fair.
You've played them twice this season. They beat you earlier on in the league, but you beat them there in the Ulster Junior Cup recently. Is that significant?
We played them twice away, Chris, this year. They beat the first game in the league. They beat us 2-0. To be honest, there wasn't much in it that day. Whoever scored first, I would say, it was the day of the wild bad wound. There wasn't a lot in it. We played them 2 weeks ago, then again up in the community centre again, and we just shaded it, no more, I would say. There wasn't a lot in it, and I expected to be the same on Sunday. We're home this week, so hopefully that'll make a difference. We don't tend to drop too many points at home over the year, so hopefully that'll give us a slight edge, Chris, but there won't be much in the match. There never is.
So Shane McGinty is player manager. When he's on the field, you're shouting the instructions from the sideline. Tell us a bit about your squad. Are you working off a big enough panel this year?
No, I wouldn't say it's a big panel. I would say we have the smallest. Panel-wise, I would say we're the smallest of all the teams up around the top there. We're working maybe about 14 or 15 players just, and then we pull in a few Saturday players as we need them. But no, we have a good, strong squad. We have probably, I would say, the core of our teams is 10 or 12 boys, maybe 10 anyways, together this last 7-8 years. And then we try and add in one or two every year, like every team. But we don't have an overly big panel now, but we have 15 or 16 there, and then we have a good few young boys coming through there in the Saturday team as well. And the Saturday team is going quite well, so we pull in a couple of them every week.
You have sort of shown that you can match the best in this league. Letterkenny Rovers still unbeaten, but you've held them scoreless twice, so, you know, you're very much in the mix.
If we can just keep winning, Chris, we'll hopefully... The next 4 or 5 weeks is very big, to be honest. Everybody's playing everybody now, top 5 or 6 at the top. So if we can just stay in the mix, keep winning, and hopefully be thereabouts with 2 or 3 games to go, that's all we can hope for. I think we're 2 points behind Bonagie. We're level with Rovers, but they have 2 games in hand. Then you have Kilmac has a couple of games in hand, maybe a point behind Fannett's thereabouts. So all you can hope for is to stay in the mix for the last couple of weeks of the season, and hey, if we could stay thereabouts till then, we'd be delighted. And then, hey, that's it. Who knows what can happen then when you get the last couple of games, you know what I mean?
And I suppose important also to keep clear of injuries, because with a relatively small panel, if you were to lose one or two key players, that would certainly present a problem.
That's the thing. If we can keep everybody fit and get all the boys that usually play out in the pitch, we would fancy ourselves against anybody. But as you say, with a wee squad of girls, if there's one or two missing at all, it weakens you a lot, you know what I mean?
Finally, the game this weekend against Kilmac, do you expect it to be a very tight affair? They've been knocking in the goals, but given your defensive record to date, it could be cagey enough.
I expect it to be very tight, Chris, to be honest. I don't expect there to be very little. Expect there to be very, very little between the two teams. Both it's like all them games at the top, it'll come down to a few big moments. You know, you might get a couple of chances, and it's about who takes them on the day. Just there will be them top five teams, say there's nothing really between anyone, to be honest. It's kind of just, you need a wee bit of luck on the day, and if you get a chance, you have to take it, because the chances could be few and far between.